الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have just recited a verse from the Quran, two verses actually, from Surah Fussilat. These two verses are very powerful verses, and I would like to remind you of the meaning contained in these verses. I've been asked to give a reminder about how to engage and the importance of engaging in the society in which we live. And I'm going to, inshallah, talk from these verses to demonstrate how Allah Azza wa Jal wishes us to engage with the society at large. You see, brothers and sisters, Allah has given you and I a grand title, a big title. He says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of people. كنتم خير أمة. You are the best of people. And Allah doesn't give a title such as calling you and I the best without giving the reasons behind. So he says the reason why you are the best of people is because you go out. أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Three reasons why you are the best of people. The first reason is you go out for the sake of the people. You go out for the sake of the people. Where do you go? You go to reach people. You go to meet people. You go to engage with people. You go to get to know those people. You address those people. You learn about them. You socialize with them. You befriend them. You care for them. You demonstrate compassion for them. Everything that you do is about that very qualification. Allah says, كنتم خير أمتٍ أخرجت للناس. Khuruj is marked normally inside a building as a door to indicate exit. If you go to an Arab country and you look at the signs where the emergency doors are marked or exit is marked, they'll write Khuruj. It's the way to get out. So in other words, you're the best of people because you don't stay at home on your comfortable sofas and your own beds. You don't just be lazy at home, but you go out. Ukhrijat linnas. And for the people. And going out for the people is what is demonstrated by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his life. He went out to the people. He reached people. He invited people. He understood people. He built a relationship with those people. The first thing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is known for isn't for his message. He is known for his character. Even the Quraysh, who disliked our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the message, they loved him for his character. When he would walk the streets, they would call him Al-Amin As-Sadiq. They didn't like his message, I know. But they loved his character. When you and I walk the streets in Norway, in Oslo, do they shout saying, ah, Al-Amin and As-Sadiq is going? Unfortunately, they don't. They say, oh, terrorist who is walking. Unfortunately, that's the image of Islam today, not only in Norway, but across the globe. Something has fundamentally gone wrong. You can blame the media for it. Yes, I know that. But blaming others doesn't solve the problem. We need to take responsibility for our own failures, our own success. And my question is, have we done enough to reach people outside? Have we gone outside to those people who don't know about Islam? أخرجت للناس, inviting them, knowing their concerns and their problems, responding to them with compassion, mercy, and benevolence. Do we do that more, or do we just complain? It's a problem that we have today. We're not small in number, you know. We have more than 40,000 Pakistanis only in Norway today. More than 50,000 Somalis in Norway today. We have Kosovan, Bosnian Muslims. We have Muslims of Turkish background, Muslims of other countries and other nationalities in this country. There is a sizable number of Muslims in Norway today. 5 million population. What's the percentage of Muslims in this country? Approximately? More. 3%, 4% population. When Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam began his message in Mecca, he was on his own. He was alone. When he migrated from Mecca to Medina, his number was very small. You don't need to be 3% of the population to make the difference. We can make a difference by a small number if our small number is a number of people with quality. We have lots of people today, unfortunately. Many Muslims today, but very little Islam is found within most of the Muslims, unfortunately. So when we go out to the people today, when we go out to the world today, أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to go out. What to do? To do what? He says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةِ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُمْ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ Allah says, evil and good can never be the same. Evil and good can never be the same. Therefore, you people, Allah is talking to the Muslims, the believers. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ He's saying, repel evil with something that is better. Change, replace the evil with something that is better. Idva is to pay. Actually, literally means pay. When you go to a shop, you pay in Arab countries. You ask, how much do I pay? And you use the word. And idva is the command of that particular word. Allah is saying, pay with something that is better so that you can change the evil. If you want to go out and engage with the society around you, you must bring to them something that is better. Something that is better than their lifestyle. Now, I want to ask you a question to consider for a minute. What is it that the Muslims can offer the Norwegians that is better? You have come from Muslim countries for a better lifestyle in their country. How dare you tell them you can give them something better? You've come from Muslim countries to find better life in Norway. What better can you give them? You can't give them anything better materially. They have more things materially than you have. They've got more money than you have. They've got better country and government than you ever experienced from your own countries, your parents' countries, wherever they come from. Most Muslim countries today are ruled by illegitimate, ignorant, corrupt government. They don't have that in Norway. How can you give them something better? Are you going to give them better cars? No, they make better cars than you can even imagine. Are you going to give them better mobile phones? No, the technology of mobile phones are from these countries. Nokia was founded in Sweden, next door to you. Ericsson, this part of the world. iPhone in America. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ What better things are you going to give to America? I've just come back from New York yesterday. When we say, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ We're talking about giving the world superior morality and spiritual guidance. We're talking about giving the world what they don't have, the emptiness that dominates in the world today. There is inside, empty, hollow heart. Spirituality is missing from this world today. You can't provide anything better materially to the materially driven world in which we live today. You can't. But we can give spiritual guidance, spiritual awareness to these people who don't have much spirituality left. We can provide morality in absence of morality in our society. Unfortunately, when we Muslims come out to talk about morality, our morality is not always that good, are they? I know when I was in Netherlands, the Muslims in Netherlands were telling me, please, can you tell the Moroccans to stop crime in our country. The Dutch were telling me this. That the country's crime is at the highest because of the Moroccans. I was told by the French, tell the North Africans to stop criminalizing our country. I'm told in Britain, where I come from. Did you know in Britain today, Muslim population is 5% and less, actually 4%. In the prison population, Muslims in prison are 15%. 15% of prison population today are Muslim. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ What better things are you going to give to a society when you yourself, you're not giving a good example of something that is better. Engaging with the society, my dear brothers and sisters, is all about providing something that is better. And to be able to provide something that is better, we need to do it ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Why do you say something that you don't do? كَبُرَ مَقْتَنْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ It is most hated in the eyes of Allah, something that you say that you don't practice. So if we are going to replace evil in this country with something better, we better become ourselves excellent. Because Allah says that in the Quran, every imam in their khutbah usually recite towards the end of the khutbah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ They say that, don't they? You heard it, you know it already. Allah orders you to do things with justice and fairness and excellence. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى And look after those people around you with compassion. So our behavior must be based on justice and fairness and excellence. And our dealing with the people around us must be based on compassion. And that is, in my view, the most important step in engaging the society at large. So replacing the evil around us requires you and I to also be the standard bearer of a moral ideals and character that is better. When you do that, when you replace the evil around you with something better, you know what happens? Allah says in the Quran very beautifully. He says, even your enemies would become your friends. Even your enemies would become your friends. Suddenly they will say, oh, in fact, you know what? That is so good. That is so trendy. That is so fashionable. That is the best thing in the world. It's not the iPhone and the iGadgets that are the best in the world. No, the Muslim morality is wonderful. I want to embrace it because my friend Muhammad is Muslim and I love his morals. You become the best standard bearer. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah Azza wa Jalla says about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best standard bearer of that which is good. He is given that certificate. And the entire world wants to be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is it that our morality today and our standard of behavior isn't emulated by people around? Why? Because our standard isn't the best. Our standard isn't the best. So engaging with the society, my dear brothers and sisters, requires a very profound change within ourselves first. Realizing that Norway is my home. Please, forget about Pakistan being your home. Forgive me for saying this. My father came to Britain in 1957. And he said he's going to go back to the country of his origin after 10 years. It's 2014 and he's still in Britain. Alhamdulillah, Allah keep him long, inshallah. None of you are going to go back. Your children are not going to go back. In fact, I don't want to go back. My children don't want to know. Forget about it. In fact, you know what? Alhamdulillah, I'm even banned from Bangladesh. My parents come from Bangladesh. Bangladeshi government has banned me from going. Alhamdulillah. I must be doing something good. Wallahi, I'm not missing anything. So you're not going to go back to the countries of your parents' origin. You're going to stay here. So this is your country. To engage in this country, you must accept this to be your country. To engage in changes in this country, you must accept this to be your home. Have you ever heard of a man making a hole on the boat that he's riding? No. You won't do that. This is your home. Accept Norwegian people as your people. It's not the Pakistanis, the Somalis, the Bangladeshis, the Bosnians, the Kosovans. No, no. They're not your people only. The neighbor to you is more your people than your five street away Pakistani friend that you know or Somali friend that you know. The other day, after Eid al-Adha, a man came to knock on my door. Salaamu alaykum imam wa alaykum as-salam. I have some qurbani meat for you. I said, oh, thank you very much. I said to him, but my brother, my house number is number 15. Your house number is number 71. You came from 71 to 15 to give me some qurbani meat. What about your neighbors? Because all of them are non-Muslims. I couldn't find any Muslim. You're the nearest one. I said, qurbani meat, why do you want to give it to a Muslim only? You should give it to your neighbors, Muslims and non-Muslims. He goes, but I should give it to Muslims, huh? Don't I? I said, no. Our understanding must change. Your neighbor has more right over you. Your neighbor has more right over you. When Rasulullah was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who's my neighbor? He said, the one who's next door to you. What if my neighbors, I've got two on both sides. He said, the one's door closest to your door. Subhanallah. Look at the practical example of Rasulullah. Your neighbor has more right over you. If you accept your neighbor as your person, every prophet of Allah said one thing. Ya qawmi, oh my people. Ya qawmi, oh my people. Every prophet. Ya qawmi a'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Every prophet said this to his people. What did they say? Oh my people. Musa alayhi salatu salam said this to Fir'aun. Oh my people. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu salam said this to his people. Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu salam said this to his people. Salih said this to his people. Every prophet said to their people, Ya qawmi, oh my people. Do you consider people of Norway your people? If you don't, then you have not engaged. If you don't, then you have not understood the concept of engagement. If you want to engage in the society, you've got to accept the people of Norway as your people. And the third and the most important one and the final one is that if you're going to engage, you must engage in the well-being and welfare of your neighbors and your country and your fellow human being with whom you share this small country or this big country, however you want to look at it. You must do everything for the welfare of this country. Some people may say, this imam is talking about Norway. Is he being paid by the government? No, don't worry about it. No government pays me a single penny. In fact, governments don't like me because I speak the truth and straight. I tell the government that what they do, if this is right, I told Tony Blair on his face that I will not shake his hand because his hand is full of blood. And I said this in Parliament in Britain. I don't care about who says what. The truth must be heard. We Muslims live in Europe today, not in small number. In the entire European continent, there are 25 million Muslims living today. There is a reason for it. Allah did not send you and I to this country or these countries accidentally. There is a plan that Allah has in His mind, a super plan. And if you don't want to live by that plan, well, you better find a different place. Accepting Norway as your home, accepting Norwegians as your people and doing everything possible for the well-being of Norway has become the most important three principles of engaging with the society. And it's only then can you replace an evil with something that which is better. Idfa' billati ihsan. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran. And while you're doing that, you'll face challenges. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, success will only come to those people who are patient and those who deserve the success. When you're engaging, you'll be tested. When you're accepting the Norwegian people, you'll be tested by Muslims and non-Muslims. That's why we must engage, we must engage. Otherwise, the lofty title of being the supreme in quote unquote, in fact, that statement is a statement of arrogance. Allah has given you and I a title. But that is not a statement of arrogance. It's rousing your conscience and my conscience to do better, to engage more, to engage more, to engage more. For Rasulullah ﷺ made that his mission and he lived by that mission all his life. So brothers and sisters, time for Salatul Jum'ah is on us. I want to finish now. I want to tell people of Norway that you're not here accidentally and with no purpose. You're here because of a plan and a purpose. The purpose is to share the wonderful message of Allah, the deen of Allah, with the Norwegian people. Allah has sent you as His ambassador here in this country. Allah has chosen you above every other person of the countries where you come from to be His ambassador here in Norway. His ambassador in Norway. What kind of an ambassador will you be? On the Day of Judgment, what will you say to Allah when He would say, and how much of an ambassador were you? Did you live up to the title I gave you, the best of people? Allah is sending the best of people to Norway. Subhanallah. And best of people are sometimes behaving the worst. Allah is sending the best of people to Norway, and the best of people are behaving the worst. No wonder the non-Muslims don't want to know Islam. Allah's deen, once they taste, they will embrace, inshallah. Once they taste, they will embrace. I know that. And Allah says that in the Quran. Once their hearts have connected, they cannot turn away. I hope and I pray that we, brothers and sisters, in this masjid and in this neighborhood, would rise and become the ambassadors of Allah Azza wa Jal in this wonderful country, in this place of opportunities and greatness, and make the best of it by becoming the best example of His deen. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Thank you very much. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.